corrected line numbers so that you have a better reference point.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
According to your packet, Amendment 3 begins on line 780, which would be on page 16 of the proposed ordinance resolution, which is different from the packet paging numbers. It's the number, page number at the middle of the page. So this one begins on line 780.
780, number 3.
Well, really, the question on this one is whether we want the Committee on Intergovernmental Relations, which, for the most part, deals with pending legislation, and a lot of times our response to that, whether we want that to be taken up by the chairperson of the board, the vice chair, the second vice chair, and standing committee chairs. I guess we had gotten away from that practice, Mr. Cooley, and we were no longer basically following the ordinance. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, this is one particular area where appointments were made to this committee that were not consistent with what was in the ordinance. Yes. And I think that the change was recommended here for a couple of reasons. One is to give that flexibility that in practice has already been used sometimes, but also to just identify four standing committee chairs as being an IGR. Intergovernmental relations deals mostly with state legislation. There are certain committees of the county board which oversee policy areas which are likely the subject of state legislation, but there are other committees that are much less involved. So just generically saying four chairs, you could theoretically end up with the chairs of four committees that are not health and human services, public works, yeah, judiciary and safety, which, you know, are really kind of some of the major areas that, you know, that you would see changes in state law that affect us.
Right. And I had originally went this route to also address final offers. And there's a different solution that we've kind of gotten to on final offers. So I'll actually withdraw this motion unless someone feel strongly about it.
I feel strongly about it, and I feel strongly, since I've been here, we have not used this format, but I feel strongly in as much as legislation from the state, it drives so much whether or not we're going to receive dollars that we would get other ones. We get a lot of dollars through the state. The federal government does provide us with revenue directly, but more through the state. And since sometimes the state legislature looks at us as the state of Milwaukee, I think that it'd be important for the chair, the first vice chairs, and those committee persons to be, in a sense, a committee of the committee. And because legislation, each committee deals with legislation, deals with matters that involve the state, I think that it would be prudent and important to have that we would stick to actually how the committee was structured. Again, you got the chair, you got the first vice chairs, you've got chairs of committees, and as it relates to our Intergovernmental Relations Department, or even the chairman and the chief of staff, I think with having those people on that committee, it really facilitates getting things done, because the chairman of those of committees really knows what's going on as it relates to the committee. That's not to say that a committee member is not aware of what's going on, but I'm saying most items, all items are come through that individual. And I think it helps us to be more cohesive as it relates to what we need to do in order to make our views known at the state of Wisconsin. So that's my take.
I suppose if we go back and don't change this and just leave it seven members, then it basically starts to become a standing committee, and they're meeting every month. And I don't think that was necessarily the...
Well, I would say this, Supervisor, the committee itself does not meet every month, but when it does meet, there are very important items before that committee.
Right, I agree with you.
And when those committee members meet, they deal with something that is crucial as it relates to a response, as it relates to initiating actions or following through on actions. And so I have no problem, I personally would have no problem with the committee meeting as needed, but I'm just saying, as it relates to finding information in order to come up with information, in effect, you have one committee clerk, but with this structure, you have a number of committee clerks so that information can be massaged, it can be graded, massaged, responded to, as it relates to what comes from the state of Wisconsin. At least that's my take.
Yeah, I was agreeing with you, because I think if you leave the leadership of the board on that, they will not be likely to be calling meetings all the time, because committee chairs are very, very involved and have plenty of work to do, as does the chairperson of the board. Whereas if you just leave it for seven members, perhaps just to give a member another chairmanship, I mean, I think sometimes that's the way it was starting to look, that we needed a chairmanship to give to someone, so this became the committee, and then all of a sudden it starts meeting all the time.
So Mr. Chairman,
on the committee is a fill-in committee. Huh. You know, somebody needs to go somewhere, so let's put them on IGN.
Mr. Chairman, I think your points are legitimate points. A process kind of technical thing I would just point out is that quite often your first vice chair and your second vice chair are also chairs of committees. You're also having, under this amendment, four other people who are chairs of committees, plus the chairman of the board. If the chairman of the board chooses not to make themselves the chairman of this committee because of their other workload or whatever, you will have somebody who's the chair of two standing committees. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Just that you know that there's a very good likelihood under this amendment that somebody on the board will end up chairing two standing committees of the county board, intergovernmental relations and another committee.
Well, Mr. Cooley, my response is I would hope that wouldn't happen. I would hope that the chair would the chair of the committee, the chairperson of the board would chair the committee. But even with that, I think as it relates to facilitating the business of the county board, I think that this structure would work better, would better serve the board than the other. Supervisor Bryant.
What makes me uncomfortable here is the discretion and flexibilities this takes from the county board chair, because it doesn't permit that person to consider the skill sets and the expertise of various members. It prescribes blindly assignments to a committee when you may have someone who has tremendous expertise who may not be a chairman and who would be a valuable contribution to that committee, and it essentially disallows that. So I have that problem with this, and I think that problem is enough to cause me not to support it.
It's not on the table, I would do it.
Well, did you withdraw?
I
thought you backed off.
Well,
it's going to be up to the chair, I think, to put it back on the table.
I will, if I may, accept, put my name down as offering an amendment, and if you accept it, don't accept it, then it is what it is. But I just wanted, that's my belief with respect to, I think that this committee is very important given the interactions that we have between Madison. That it's important that such a committee does exist. And I appreciate what Supervisor Broderick has said, but in the past, I've seen the committee as a filling committee, that all the other assignments are taken, and it's very rare that I've seen where somebody really wanted to be on this committee because their experience, because of a previous position, I should say. It's more, as I said, a feeling.
Let me offer an example.
Go ahead.
Should Dave Cullen be elected in the coming election, mm-hmm. He brings 20 years of legislative experience. He has contacts in Madison, but he might not be a board chair. And that would disallow us using those skill sets or those of others with similar kinds of qualifications. And I just think that, that's a limiting factor that is too limiting.
To understand what you're telling me, I would change first vice chair, second vice chair, and two standing committee chairs. I would change that from four to two to give some flexibility.
And then you have to add two additional board members?
Yeah, yes. Supervisor Riddle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to applaud Supervisor Broderick for bringing that up, because I have, in my previous job, I was a state lobbyist, so I was pretty, intricate into passing the 2009-2011 state budget, and that's a committee I would have loved to have served on and given an opportunity, given my expertise in the state issue. So, it's a valid point to make. You might have county board members who have those skill sets and those interests to want to be on that committee.
And that's why I would change it to two.
Not that I think that's a good idea.
Do you still want two standing committee chairs that are not also serving as
yes.
first or second?
Two standing
that should
committee
stay.
Chairs.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarity, you want to be as a co-sponsor?
Or? I would be the
sponsor. We're substituting the other J. It's going to be the Johnson Amendment.
Yes. Separate amendment. Yeah. Amendment number three is withdrawn. This amendment has no number yet. We'll call it 17.
Okay.
By Chair Supervisor Johnson.
17.
Constructed as described.
I used to sit next to Linda Johnson.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Used to be at Children's Court.
It's always been Johnson Jersey.
Yeah. I don't know. I move approval.
Madam Chair. Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of Amendment number 17.
Right. Supervisor Johnson moves approval of the Johnson Amendment. Any further discussion? And just for clarity, Madam Clerk, do you want to read? Why don't you read the whole? Do you have it? Can you read the whole amendment the way it's been changed?
Amend the proposed ordinance beginning on line 727, chapter 1.11, sub 8, to restore and amend existing language as follows. Committee on Intergovernmental Relations, 7 members consisting of the chairperson of the county board, the vice chair, the second vice chair, and 2 standing committee chairs that are not also serving as first or second vice chair, plus 2 additional members.
Any questions? I think the numbers in the beginning line, those
right.
numbers have changed.
780.
What is it, 780?
780.
780. All right, if there's no further discussion, Supervisor Cesar.
Does it need to say board members instead of members? Oh. Members is...
Mr. Chairman, or Madam Chairman, excuse me. Consistent throughout Chapter 1, the term members means county board members.
Thank you for that clarification.
All right. Anything else from the committee? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the approval of Amendment Number 17, Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Cesars?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no.
Thank you very much.